Granny's, Abner. I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner's hunger strike came to a sudden end yesterday when it was discovered that his wife, Elizabeth, thought he was merely reducing to make himself attractive to other women. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store and library talking on the telephone. Listen.
Well, I'll get this order out to you quick as I can, Miss Blavins. You see, Abner ain't back from lunch yet. Well, yeah, it is early for lunch today, but this is yesterday's lunch he ain't back from yet. Oh, yeah, he's give up that hunger strike. No, it never worked out very good. Yes, Mom. Well, I'll see that you get your groceries today, all right.
All
right,
Miss Blair. Good morning,
Mom. Good
morning.
Goodbye. Oh, howdy, Squire.
Say, Mom, I don't like to tell on Abner, but I think he's violating his hunger strike. As I passed Luke Spear's restaurant just now, I noticed him in there doing a pretty good job of eating.
Oh, well, I know Dad. Fact is, he's been there since yesterday.
He has?
Oh, yeah. Minute we decided to give up his hunger strike, he taken out for the lunchroom, and he's been there ever since.
Well, I do know.
He even slept there last night so as he could get a good early start this morning.
Well, he's going to founder himself if he's not careful. You know Abner, he overdoes everything.
Well, I call him up every once in a while and tell him that, but don't make no difference. He just keeps ordering food and eating it.
Well,
I know he's running up a terrible bill down there by now.
Well, I should think he would, yes.
If he eats much more, Luke's going to have to roll him out here. He'll never be able to walk, I know that.
Well, why did he discontinue the hunger strike, Lum? It was going along pretty good, wasn't it?
Well, I thought so, but I found out I was wrong.
Well?
See, yesterday, Elizabeth was standing across the street talking to Sister Simpson, so I had Abner go out in front of the store where she could get a good look at him and see how scrawny and skinny he'd got.
Yes, well, he did look bad. I saw him yesterday morning myself, Lum. Didn't hardly recognize him.
Yeah, he's lost an awful lot of weight. But the trouble was, it had the wrong effect on Elizabeth.
A wrong effect?
Yeah. She thought Abner looked better than he ever did before because he'd got shut of that stomach of his.
Well.
And she figured he was just reducing on a purpose and sprucing up for some other woman.
By George, if that don't beat all. Well, that's a woman for you, Lum. That's
oh,
a woman.
Yeah, you're right there. That's a woman for you, all right. You just can't depend on them at all. It's the whole trouble with them.
Yes. Well, I think part of the fault lies with you, too, Lum.
With me?
Yes. You see, Lum, you've been a bachelor too long. I'm afraid you don't understand all the whims and peculiar twists and turns of the female mind.
Well, I'll admit there's times when I can't understand the way a woman's mind works, all right.
No, well, it's an intricate subject, Lum, and I confess that even I get baffled now and then. But I do feel that in all my years of matrimonial bliss, I have picked up a few more pointers than most men, and I can see that your hunger strike plan was at fault to begin with.
It was, huh?
Yes, you see, Lum, it was, a sort of a trick or scheme to force Elizabeth to take Abner back into his happy home. And that's one thing you can't do. You can't force a woman into anything.
Well, we sure never got nowhere with that idea of mine, I know that.
No, the approach was all wrong.
Well, what would you say was the right approach, Squire?
Well, sir...
What pointers does all them years of matrimonial bliss give you on that?
Well, Lum, that's a rather hard question, and of course I don't guarantee results. But I do have a theory.
Well, good.
And my theory is this. Women get married for one of three reasons. One half of 1% of them marry for love.
Grannies, is that all?
Yes, I know that's disappointing to a man like you, Lum, a romanticist, but it's high time we were being realistic about these things.
Grannies, only one half of 1%.
Yes, 29.5% marry for money and property.
I wonder which class Miss Emmeline's in.
And the other 70%. Now, get this, Lum. The other 70%. Marry a man solely to reform him.
To reform him?
That's the only reason in the world. Women are born reformers. understand, there's just no way to get around it.
Are you sure about this, Squire?
Oh, I'm positive of it, Lum. Now, what's the first thing a woman does when she gets married? She starts finding fault with her husband and starts trying to change him. Can't hardly wait to change him into a different person.
Trainees, I hate to hear you say these things, Squire.
Well, it's high time that you were facing the facts, then, Lum.
They just want to reform a man, huh?
That's their whole life. That's all they live for, just to reform some man. You take a man that's practically perfect. He hasn't got a chance in the world of having some woman marry him.
Hmm. Wonder if that's been my trouble, just too dead blame perfect.
Now, what's that?
I ought to watch that.
Then, on the other hand, you take some worthless, good-for-nothing scam. He'll have 1,000 women after him, solely because they want to reform him.
1,000 women, huh?
Yes, and the worst is, Lum, why, there more women want to get hold of him and start reforming him. And if he ever makes a mistake of getting completely reformed, why, then his wife loses interest in him right then and there.
And you've made quite a study of this, ain't you, Squire?
Oh, yes, I have, Lum. I've gone into the subject quite thoroughly. And I think out of this that we can find the solution that will patch up Abner's,
trouble in the home.
Trouble in the home, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I don't much believe Elizabeth's got Abner reformed to where she ain't interested in him no more. I wouldn't say he's perfect by no means.
Well, no, I wouldn't either, Lum. But the point is this. We've got to have Abner act in some way that will reawaken the reforming instinct in Elizabeth.
We do, huh?
Yes, so that'll mean that, we'll have to make Abner over and sort of,
bum.
A bum. A worthless, no good fellow who is fast going to the dogs, I'd say.
Granny, I hate to see that happen to Abner. I never would have thought it of him.
Well, Lum, we won't actually have him be that. He'll just appear that way in public. See, after all we want to do is make Elizabeth feel that Abner needs her, that she must straighten him out. In other words, that she must feel that she must reform him.
Well, now that you've explained it, Squire, I believe you've got a pretty good idea.
Well, there's no doubt about it, Lum. No doubt about it.
Are you sure it'll work with Elizabeth, though?
Oh, I know it will. I remember a case up in Missouri. A young couple by the name of Bainbridge, I believe it was.
Don't believe I know him.
Bainbridge, that was her name. Lived there in the town of Joplin, Missouri. 2-story house there on the corner.
Where?
They were married for... Oh, I don't know. Must have been married 15 or 16 years, as well as I recollect, Lum. All that time, Mr. Bainbridge had the habit of playing cards for pretty high stakes, and he generally lost.
There comes Abner out there. I'm anxious to explain this new idea to him.
Oh, yes.
Look at that stomach on him. Reared over backwards there, doing due to balance, he said.
He's been eating, you can tell that, no doubt about it, Mom, yeah.
Like a stuffed puppy.
Yeah.
Doubt if he can get in that door.
Oh, man. Am I full? Oh, howdy, Squire.
Come on in here, you no-good bum. I got something to tell you.
What did you call me, Lum?
Well, that's what you're going to be in this new plan me and Squire studied up for you.
Lum, after that hungry strike, I ain't interested in no new plans or no kind. All I want to do is just lay down and rest. Doggies, I ate too much, I believe.
Well, you oughtn't have made such a gluten out of yourself. You've been eating steady since yesterday.
Yeah, I know it. Feel like I swallowed a basketball. Somebody's inside there pumping it up.
For Petey's sake.
Doggies, let me sit down here. Oh.
Yeah, sit down while I explain this idea to you.
I have that. There ain't no two ways about it. I have stored food away.
Squire here claims that all women are reformers at heart. So we're going to make a no-count, worthless varmint out of you, and then Elizabeth will want to take you back and reform you.
I ain't never going to eat another mouthful of nothing as long as I live.
Abner, are you listening to me?
Yeah, I heard you, Lum, but I ain't going to do it. I'm through with them plans of yours, Lum. I've tried my last one. I'm done with them.
Well, this idea is Squire's, and it's a good one, too.
Yes, it is, Abner.
Yeah, we're going to have you run around town with your hair not combed, your britches not ironed. Oh, you're going to be a mess.
Yes, be lazy and unresponsible, Abner. Stay out late at night.
Yeah, stay up till 9, 10 o'clock every night.
10 o'clock? You know I can't stay awake that late at night, Lum.
Well, you'll have to get some sleep in the daytime, then.
Yes, you can do that, Abner.
Wait a minute. There's Heidi right there. Every afternoon, you can sleep on that bench out in front of the drugstore where everybody can see you.
Oh, I ain't going to do it, Lum. I ain't going to get out there in my nightshirt in broad daylight. Besides, somebody's liable to set on me. Whether Abernathy comes along and sits there, I'll get crushed to death.
No, you won't. Now, listen, Abner, you want to get shut of your trouble in the home. All right, then. Wait a minute, there's the phone. I know who that is, too.
Who?
It's Ms. Blevins, and she's wondering where that grocer order of hers is.
Oh?
Abner, you better get it on over there for her right away.
Me?
Well, sure are you.
Well, I can't do a thing like that, and you know it, Lon.
Well, why can't you?
Because I'm lazy. No count. No good. I'm a worthless bum. Besides, I got to get down to that bench there and get some sleep so that I can get out and prowl tonight.